Chapter 19. Flying Fur.
Stop it, Jax!
Mr. Beast yells, but Jax just laughs. All the guests pour out of the great hall. There are beasts in top hats, beasts in long dresses, beasts in short dresses, beasts in earrings, beasts in all different shades of fur. Even Prince looks different. He's a little bigger, and his fangs are extra long. They look like walrus tusks. People are yelling all around us.
What is happening?
Where are two of my fingers? I'm so hairy. I'm so hungry.
My feet hurt.
We are a castle full of angry beasts. Jax is standing in the middle of the foyer laughing. I turn to Jonah. Beast Jonah. Fur is exploding out of his shirt and pants. His suspenders have burst. And look at how tall he is.
Abby!
Jonah cries.
Help! I'm a beast! I'm so itchy!
What do I do?
Jax!
I yell.
You have to turn us back!
What, Abby? Mrs. Butler asks me. You want us to attack?
I shake my hairy head.
That's not what I said!
We are a room full of angry beasts, and Jax is just one purple-haired fairy. Maybe I do want us to attack. But I want us to attack super carefully so he doesn't use his yo-yo on us. I wave to get the attention of Jonah Beast, Mr. Beast, the Butler Beasts, and Beauty Beast, who somehow manages to still look gorgeous even in beast form. Then I point to Jax and make a circling motion with my finger and mouth, "Circle him." They do. We do. Jax is laughing too hard to even notice, until he's surrounded.
Give us the yo-yo,
I say calmly.
Or what?
He asks.
Or you will get eaten by wild beasts,
Mr. Beast says,
and we are extremely hungry animals. Grrr.
All the beasts in the room say. Before any of us can attack, Prince Beast pounces on Jax, grabs the yo-yo with his walrus fangs, and scurries back to me.
Good job, Prince!
I say, scratching behind his beastly ears.
You've certainly earned your seat at the dinner table. Now what do I do to reverse the spell?
What does she do?
Mr. Beast snarls at Jax.
Tell her what to do, or you are about to be a delicious snack.
Jax pouts.
Just swing it back and forth and make up a rhyme. You guys are no fun.
I swing the yo-yo again and again and say,
Hello, party people. Go back to normal.
That doesn't rhyme,
Jonah Beast tells me, grabbing the yo-yo with his furry hand.
Let me try. It's feeling kind of warm. Turn back into normal form.
He cries and swirls the yo-yo like a lasso. My skin starts to sizzle again. I touch my cheek. Once again, it's smooth.
It worked,
I say. I look around. Everyone is back to normal. They're all touching their smooth cheeks. Everyone except Mr. Beast.
It didn't work on you, Mr. B,
Jonah says.
That's okay.
Mr. Beast replies,
I didn't expect it to. Please don't feel sorry. I accept who I am. And Jonah, good rhyming.
Maybe now that you're a reader, you'll become a poet too, Beauty says. Jonah puffs his chest with pride. There's a loud knock on the door.
Come in,
we all yell.
Hello,
says a voice. A girl steps inside, closing her umbrella. She looks familiar. Spiky blonde hair, freckles.
Oh, it's Freckles.
Sorry I'm late, she says sheepishly. I had to close up the shop and... Freckles looks up and stops talking. Her eyes meet Mr. Beast's. They stare at each other and stare. Hello, she says slowly.
Hello,
he says. They can't take their eyes off each other. Freckles approaches me and pokes my shoulder.
Hi, Abby. Who's your handsome friend?
Does she mean Mr. Beast? She does. What's that other expression that Nana loves? Oh, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Meaning beauty is different for different people. Freckles thinks Mr. Beast is handsome just the way he is. It's Mr. Beast, I say. She blushes. He's the man Mrs. Butler shops for? The one who's marrying Beauty? That's him, I say, but the engagement is off. Her eyes light up. Really? I nod. Then I pepper Freckles with questions. Do you like to play cards? I ask her. Yes, she says. Would you rather live in the countryside or in town? Countryside. Town is loud. And finally, are you allergic to cheese? I ask her. Of course not, she says. I run a cheese shop. Oh, right. Mr. Beast, I call out. There's someone I want you to meet. He swaggers over.
Hello,
he says with a bow. He offers her his arm. Freckles giggles, takes it, and the two of them walk off chattering.
What was that?
Jonah asks. Beauty chuckles. I think it was love at first sight. Mr. and Mrs. Butler carry Jax out the door.
Put me down, he hollers.
No, I will not bring you to town, Mr. Butler says. We're not chauffeurs, Mrs. Butler adds.
With that, they drop Jax on the doormat and turn back into the castle.
I need my yo-yo, Jax yells. It's very powerful, and it's raining outside, and I don't have an umbrella. It's not fair. Everyone else has it so easy, and my life is so hard.
You made your life hard, I tell him through the open door. You shouldn't have turned Mike into Mr. Beast. You shouldn't have turned me into a beast. You shouldn't have turned all the guests into beasts. You need to apologize.
No way am I apologizing. I don't apologize for anything.
Jax hollers.
You can tell my cousin I'm not sorry for what happened in Walenta.
Huh? What is he talking about? What happened in Walenta? I ask. What is Walenta? Who's your cousin? Ignoring me, Jax gets up and stomps his way through puddles and into the forest while muttering to himself. When I'm about to close the door, I spot an older man approaching the castle. His hair is gray, and his eyes look weary and tired.
Excuse me, he says. It's raining, and I'm lost. Can I come in?
I'm not supposed to let strangers into a house, but what if he's a wedding guest? My internal debate is interrupted by Beauty. She yells, Dad! And runs into his arms. Dad?
Honey,
Beauty's father says, looking shocked and delighted. I thought you were on a work trip, Beauty says.
I was,
Beauty's dad says, patting her hair.
I was on my way home, but I got lost, and it started to rain. This castle was the only place around for miles. What are you doing here?
This all sounds familiar. Oh! Jonah, look! I cry, pointing to Beauty's father. It's the beginning of the original story. Beauty's dad, the merchant, is lost and looking for a place to stay.
Does the whole story start over again, then?
Jonah asks me, is that how this works? No, I say sadly. I can't believe Jonah still doesn't have his fairy tale memories back. We've been here over a day. Now, well, we go home.
Goodbye, everyone! Jonah calls out to the guests. It was nice to meet you, but my parents are going to wake up soon, and we have to get back to Smithville through the magic mirror upstairs.
The guests look a bit confused. Understandably. I'll come see you guys off, Beauty says, looping her arms through ours. Mr. and Mrs. Butler take Beauty's dad to get something to eat. We find Mr. Beast in the kitchen with Freckles. They're making mac and cheese. Cute. We have to go, I tell them, but it was really nice to meet both of you.
How will you get home?
Mr. Beast asks. The magic mirror upstairs should do the trick, I say.
We'll walk you up then, Freckles says.
I'll meet you there in a moment, Mr. Beast says. There's something I have to do.
Beauty, Freckles, Jonah, and I climb the stairs and walk into the sitting room. I'll miss you, I say to Beauty. Please take care of yourself, not just everyone else. She nods. I'll try. Mr. Beast bursts into the room.
These are for your mom, he says to me and Jonah, for her birthday.
He hands me the biggest, most beautiful bouquet of roses I've ever seen. Aw. Wow, thank you, I say.
I'll miss you, Mr. B,
Jonah cries and throws his arms around him.
You too, little man. You too.
And thanks for the books, Jonah tells Beauty. I can't wait to read the rest.
Enjoy, she says. The clock in my parents' bedroom says 6:43. We have 2 minutes home time until their alarm goes off. 10 minutes in fairy tale time. Perfect.
So how does this work? Jonah asks me. We just knock and step through?
Yep, I say. Follow me. I take Jonah's hand and pick up Prince. Goodbye, everyone! Goodbye! Beauty, Mr. Beast, and Freckles call out. I knock once. Twice. 3 times. We wait. Nothing happens. Uh-oh. I try again. Once. Twice. 3 times.
How long does it usually take? Beauty asks.
Not this long, I admit.
Let me try, Jonah says.
He knocks once. Twice. 3 times. Nothing.
Abby, Jonah says, I don't think the mirror is the way home.
The time on my parents' alarm clock changes to 6:44. Now we're in trouble.